We are pleased to be talking today with Dale Hayes, a dietitian who often works with the dairy industry, and she was this last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, meeting with the state dietitians across the state of Oklahoma at their annual meeting, talking with them about several issues of nutrition as it relates back to dairy products. One of them talking about a good breakfast for the children in our society. She says it is absolutely imperative that we find ways to make sure that our kids get a good breakfast, whether at home or maybe at school.
Absolutely. You know, I think we've all heard for years that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but we now have research to back that up. And unfortunately, we find ourselves in a situation where a number of children throughout our country come to school in the morning without breakfast. In fact, some of those children may not have had supper the night before. The statistics show that about 1 in 4 children in Oklahoma is food insecure, meaning that there may be times when there isn't food in the home for them to either have supper or breakfast.
Dale, obviously the traditional place that most of us have breakfast is at home. Maybe some of our adults obviously do it on the run, maybe through the drive-through of the local quick-serve restaurant. But for kids, it's either at home or more and more we're starting to see schools offer breakfast as a part of their nutritional program, extending what school lunch programs, I guess.
And you know what, Ron? They're doing it for a very important reason, and that is that hungry children cannot learn. So if children come to school without having eaten, they are not able to focus in the classroom. They're not able to concentrate on learning. And in fact, it affects their behavior. So it's really a matter of not only helping to fill some nutrition gaps, in other words, providing them with nutrients they need, but more importantly, from the viewpoint of the school, it's helping to fill some achievement gaps. It's making sure that kids, when they go to the classroom, are ready to learn. I think one of the most interesting statistics is that when you serve breakfast at school, it reduces both absences and tardies. And I know that all over the country, folks are worried about, you know, graduation rates and kids being at school and being able to learn. And when you serve breakfast, it's sort of like, you know, if you feed them, they will come.
You know, one of the interesting things that I've seen in some of the research that is out there these days is that when it comes to breakfast, that the child who does eat breakfast on a regular basis, this is a good basis for basically helping that child battle obesity.
Well, interesting you bring that up, Ron, because as I said, breakfast helps fill those nutrition gaps and those achievement gaps. But really, the third gap is that it helps with is the health gap. And children and adults who eat breakfast tend to have healthier weights. Now, you know, people may be wondering, well, what kind of breakfast are we talking about? Well, when you serve a school breakfast, it always has a milk component to it. It always has a grain, and more, those are whole grains, whole grain cereal, whole grain muffins, and then it also has a fruit or a vegetable. So children really are getting a balance of nutrients, and because they've eaten breakfast, they don't tend to be as hungry throughout the day, and that's probably the main reason that breakfast helps with a healthy weight.
So Dale, you know, obviously it does cost for schools to be able to offer a breakfast program, but from some of the research that you've shared with us already and others that we've read, it almost sounds like this might be considered an investment to make sure the kids are able to learn.
I love how you put that. In fact, I see breakfast programs as a true investment in education, not just in nutrition. I just got some statistics in preparation for my presentation about the Tulsa public schools. And when they instituted breakfast in the classroom, so that means that children come in, they get their breakfast, they sit down at their desk, their teacher is already reading to them, talking to them about the day they're eating. When they did that, their attendance went up about 5%. Their disciplinary write-ups went down about 7%.